Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Sliwa, a features writer for SearchStorage.com. Today, three industry analysts will offer up their predictions on the hottest storage technologies for 2011. First up is Tony Asaro, founder and senior analyst at the INI Group in Wareham, Mass. Tony, which three technologies do you think will heat up in 2011?
Well, the first one I think is file discovery, analysis, and management software. And I say that because the amount of files that we're seeing out there today is just crazy. I mean, more and more capacity is growing. There are predictions that file capacity is going to outstrip all other data types in the data center in 2014 by a factor of 10 to 1. So it's really causing a lot of problems and a lot of issues out there. So instead of just throwing more and more storage at it, we have to have better tools that allow us to understand what we have stored from a file perspective, what's dormant data, what's duplicate data, and how we can actually move that data to lower tiers of storage for cost effectiveness and optimization. It has to happen. The other one that I think is really important, and we're just beginning to see this come out now, is data deduplication and compression for primary storage. Again, the same problem is that we're just consuming so much capacity, it's taking up so much floor space, that even if you can get a factor of 4 to 1 on primary, you're going to be saving significantly that. Arguably, even 2 to 1 is pretty powerful. There are a lot of challenges with doing it. You need smaller page sizes, extents in your storage systems. You need a lot of memory. You need a lot of CPU. But Moore's Law is enabling that now so that we actually can start implementing these technologies in primary. Third one is automated tiering, and this is at a sub-LUN level. And this just means that I can take stuff that in a volume that is inactive and move it to lower tiers. And this becomes very powerful. I've seen customers save millions and millions of dollars by doing this. So the concept is this: you've got a volume, 90% is inactive, 10% is active. Keep the 90% on lower tiers, save you a ton of money, both on the disk drive level and at the RAID level you use, and take the other 10% and keep it at your fastest tiers. Best price performance, that's what everybody's looking for in the data center, and I think it's probably the most important technology in storage in 2011 and beyond, because it will change the cost landscape significantly in SAN storage.
Thanks, Tony. Next up is Valdis Filks, a research director for Storage Technologies and Strategies at Gartner. Valdis, which three technologies do you think will be hottest in 2011?
The first technology which I believe would be hot is called information dispersal algorithms. And this is incorporated into products produced by companies like Coringo and Cleversafe, and companies like Netgear, QNAP or D-Link, which use the BitTorrent protocol. This is really true internet or cloud storage, where you can have very many, many small nodes in remote offices, all connected via the network. When you store a piece of data, it is dispersed or spread across the network, very useful for storing objects or unstructured data. If one node fails, it doesn't matter. You can use all the other nodes to get the data back. It's a new technology, very suitable for storing unstructured data in what we want to call the cloud. The second one is solid-state disks. This is, again, not a new technology, but what happened in 2010 is that most vendors incorporated solid-state disks in what's called automated tiering solutions in storage arrays, where the data is automatically moved between the disk tiers and the SSD tier transparently to the application without any operator or storage management admin. This increases the overall performance of storage arrays, and it improves the cost benefit of using SSDs. And as performance changes during the day, the dynamic performance of the system changes. Very useful in situations where you have virtual desktop infrastructures. The last but not least hot technology for 2011, I believe, will be primary deduplication, or what we call data reduction technologies, which is where we can deduplicate or compress data on primary storage arrays and filers. This enables companies and organizations to store more data in the same storage array for less money. It's already available in some solutions and storage arrays and filers today, but I believe it will expand in 2011.
Thanks, Valdis. Rounding out our list of prognosticators is Greg Schultz of the Server and Storage I.O. Group. Greg, which three storage technologies do you think will be hottest in 2011?
For 2011, the three hottest, most talked about technologies from involving storage are going to be storage or systems resource analysis, SRA, business analytics, as well as data footprint reduction. And the reason for being that is systems resource analysis, storage resource analysis, or SRA, is the tools that give you the insight, the situational awareness of what you have, that give you the metrics, that give you the measurements that allow you to make intelligent, informed, smart decisions about how you're deploying your IT, your storage resources for making decisions, as well as for supporting initiatives such as cloud, virtualization, and other optimization type techniques. Business analytics, it's all about data warehouses, if you want to think of it that way. It's about leveraging information, transforming data into information for making decisions. But it's also about pulling in data that is large data, different types of data, extremely unstructured data, to figure out trends, to spot patterns, whether it's for business decision support or also infrastructure resource management decisions. The other one there, Carol, is data footprint reduction. In other words, looking at how to do more with what you have, how to stretch your storage budget, things like archiving, backup modernization, compression, real-time as well as traditional compression, dedupe, thin provisioning space, saving snapshots. Again, the theme being doing more with what you have, taking your existing IT storage budget and supporting growth.
Thanks, Greg. That concludes our podcast on the hottest storage technologies of 2011. We appreciate your listening.